Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. C.S. Lewis said, I pray because I can't help myself. I pray because I'm helpless. I pray because the need flows out of me all the time, waking and sleeping. It doesn't change God. It changes me. This is Daniel White III with the Prayer Motivator Minute number 912. Here to remind you, beloved, that there is still great power in prayer to God Almighty in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our prayer motivator passage from the Holy Scriptures, from the Word of God today, is 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7, which says, But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. Allow me to read that again, because this is so apropos to what is going on in the world today. Peter said, But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. Our featured prayer motivator quote today is from Dr. E. M. Bounds. He said, True prayers are born of present trials and present needs. Bread for today is bread enough. Bread given for today is the strongest sort of pledge that there will be bread tomorrow. Victory today is the assurance of victory tomorrow. Our prayers need to be focused upon the present. We must trust God today and leave the morrow entirely with Him. The present is ours. The future belongs to God. And may I add, you're not God. Prayer is the task and duty of each recurring day. Daily prayer for daily needs. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, help us to pray today and help us to leave tomorrow in your hands where it belongs. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, beloved, if you're listening today and you have never trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, here's how you can be saved today. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, For the wages of sin is death. We die physically because of sin, and our bodies are buried in a grave because of sin. But we also die spiritually because of sin and go to a place called hell if we never trust Jesus Christ, God's gift to the world, as our Savior. That leads me to my third point. Accept the fact, dear friend, that you're on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28 himself, And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, dear friend, this is bad news, but you will be glad to know I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said it himself in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will save you. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. There is no difference between the black and the white, the red and the yellow. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, pray, think, do. God bless you.